Alexei Navalny lost Sunday's election for mayor, but at the same time, he is seen by many as the winner. Denied TV ads, billboard ads, or even banners from balconies, Navalny fielded an army of 14,000 young volunteers. Political analyst Lilia Shevtsova says Navalny's American-style campaign has changed Russian politics forever.
Navalny is definitely a winner in the yesterday's election because Navalny's result, more than 27%, firstly, was not predicted by anyone. He has, by the way, consolidated his own electorate, and now he can consolidate electorate that is a new political generation in Russia.
Sunday was the first time in a decade that Muscovites were allowed to vote for mayor. Olga Shukovskaya says she likes Navalny's modern democratic views.
I vote for Navalny because I believe he is the one who will guarantee me my right to vote as a fundamental right, and not the right that is given to me at the present case.
Konstantin Boryatsky said he voted for Navalny to send a message to the current mayor.
I see the mistakes our current mayor is making, and I would like them to listen to the opposition and let them speak their minds. I think they will have many good ideas.
Sergei Sobyanin, the current mayor, was appointed to the post 3 years ago. On Sunday, by squeaking out a first-round victory with 51% of the vote, Sobyanin won, but lost. Analyst Shevtsova explains.
51% for the candidate from the Kremlin for Sobyanin, it's really pretty low. It's a disaster for the Kremlin because they have used all gimmicks, all instruments in their power to raise the turnout.
But Sobyanin voters say he does a good job managing this city of 12 million people.
Sobyanin is making real changes for Moscow that you can see. I can see that the city is changing for the better.
And they say Sobyanin is making the city shine.
Moscow is now more beautiful and cleaner. Of course, there are some minuses, but I think there are more pluses, and so I'm for Sobyanin. And I think things will get even better.
The post of mayor is often seen as a springboard to higher office. But Sunday's low voter turnout and Sobyanin's razor-thin victory may have killed that talk.
Sobyanin has failed personally to become the really powerful potential contender for the, you know, for the role of Putin's successor.
For now, the Kremlin is probably just happy to know that Moscow is in friendly hands. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.